We begin in the Australian Parliament, where politicians are right now deciding which of us will get a tax cut and when. The federal government is urging the Labor Party to back its plan, but the final decision may be in the hands of a couple of crossbench senators. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has the latest.
Parliament House has been pretty quiet the past few months, but today it's full of politicians for the first time since the election.
Senators, members of the House of Representatives, His Excellency the Governor-General has appointed me as his deputy to declare open the Parliament of the Commonwealth.
With the 46th Parliament now up and running, tax cuts are first on the agenda. Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants the multi-billion dollar package passed by the end of the week.
A strong economy always needs lower taxes. A stronger economy is not achieved by higher taxes.
Under the plan, low and middle income earners would receive immediate tax relief of up to $1,000, while tax brackets would be changed to address bracket creep between 2022 and 2025. But the government doesn't have the numbers to get its package passed.
We'll continue to work these issues through the Parliament, and as the week progresses, I think people will see where people ultimately place their support.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is urging the government to make some changes.
We understand that the economy needs a stimulus, and that's why we want stage one of the tax cuts passed immediately and stage two brought forward as well.
The government has no intention of altering the tax package, so it's looking for the support of four crossbenchers.
Look, we're getting very close with the tax proposal. We certainly don't want to see hard-working Australians miss out on getting their extra money in their pay packet.
Stirling Griff is one of two Centre Alliance senators. He says tax cuts are necessary, but the government also needs to address rising energy prices.
So at this stage, we are holding off our final decision until we finalise exactly where we're at with discussions with government in relation to reducing energy costs.
The government has locked in the support of crossbencher Corey Bernardi, which means the multi-billion dollar package could lie in the hands of one colourful senator.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Thank you.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie was forced to resign from Parliament in 2017 because she was a dual citizen. With her paperwork now sorted, she's returned and is in a powerful position, but she's yet to make up her mind on which way she'll vote.
Mate, I haven't got enough information on the table. I'm still waiting for the information to come through, so I'm not going left or right on this.
Like the Centre Alliance senators, Jackie Lambie wants the rising cost of energy addressed.
So this has been a big picture of ours, trying to get those energy prices down. There's no doubt about that. So I fully support anything that wants to get those energy prices down. But like I said, I'm still going to need a few more days. Just there's facts I'm waiting to come in. There's still a few more people I need to speak to.
A sign she's willing to negotiate with the government. Labor could also end up coming to the table. While they are pushing for changes, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers hasn't ruled out a plan B.
Well, we've reserved our rights on the final decision in the Senate. We've said that if our amendments fail in the Senate, that we'll consider our options then. That's entirely responsible and normal for an opposition party to do.
So when will we know who gets a tax cut? The government and Labor agree the issue needs to be finalised this week. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
We're prepared and support the House and the Senate remaining here in Canberra on Thursday, continuing to sit until these issues are all dealt with.
The tax cut package will be introduced to the House of Representatives today, and it's expected to be debated at length in the Senate on Thursday.
Stephanie Boris reporting.